Shane and Noikim Venoita Kinocha Shane Latamut Chochem. The Talmud Chochem doesn't take Nekoma, doesn't take revenge like the snake, is not called the Talmud Chochem. For the Gemara Ayin Laksir, the Pasuk says, Lesikim Lesitur, there's a law of HaTorah, the Torah says, now I want to take Nekoma. So how could you tell me that the Talmud Chochem is supposed to take Nekoma? And the Gemara Hu B'mamah Hu D'chziv. That one the Torah said there's a law not to take Nekoma, that's talking about by Inyoni Mamnis. By Mamnis, there's a law of Nekoma. Like, what does it mean? The Tanya would learn like this. Eizel Hi Nekima. What's called taking revenge? What's called Nekoma? What's called taking of having bearing a grudge upon somebody? Nikima means Omaloi Hashlein Maglecha. I come and tell you, lend me your fork, la maglecha, lend me your shovel, lend me. Omaloi, he answers back loud, no, I'm not gonna lend it to you. Lamocha tomorrow, Omaloi, who hashileni, kardumecha. Tomorrow the one that said no, now he comes and asks the other person, lend me today, let me have your hammer. Omaloi, he answers back, Eini mashulcha. No, I'm not going to lend it to you. Kedera shaloi yeshatoni. The same way you didn't lend me yesterday when I asked you, I'm not going to lend you back today that you're asking me. Zuhi nekoma. That's called taking nekoma. That's called taking revenge. There's a lot of hatari not allowed to do that. And since it's only a question about mumness, that he didn't give his money to you, that's the only thing he did wrong, he didn't give you his money, so by hilchas mumness, then type of lav hatari. The Torah says a lav, you're not allowed to take nekoma. What's called bearing a grudge upon somebody? I go to you today and say, lend me your hammer. Omalei, he answers back, loy, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lomocha tomorrow, the other one that said no, Omalei, hashileni chalukcha. I come this back to the first one and says, do me a favor today and let me use your coat. Let me use your coat today. Omalei, he answers back, hey, look, true, I'll give you my coat today. Any kamoischa, but you know, I'm not like you. Shloihi Shaltoni, that you didn't lend me yesterday, I say I'm not like you. Zuhi Natira, that's called bearing a grudge upon somebody, that you're not supposed to do that either. Hey, today you're supposed to lend it to him, and don't bear a grudge. Don't say, Yishno, I'm lending it to you, but Yishno, I'm not like you. You didn't lend me yesterday, you were mean today to me, but I'm not going to be mean to you. That's called Natira, still called you're bearing a grudge, that you're not supposed to do. But this is only by mumness. By mum and a question of lending money, not lending the money, you're not supposed to do these things. Mashenk and Abu Gemara is saying a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be naked in the night there. That's not going on mumnis, that's going on somebody insults you. If somebody gave you tzar de gufam, insulted you, then you're allowed to take nekama back to him. For the Gemara, is that true? The tzar with the gufa light, you want to tell me if somebody gives you tzar, somebody like insults you, gives you tzar, harms your guf, that then you are allowed to take nekama. For a time you learned like this, ha ne'alovim v'yena ovim. That people that keep quiet, even though they heard bad things, people said bad things about them, they hurt them, still they keep quiet. Shoymim cherposim v'yena meshivim. They hear the way other people embarrass them, and they don't answer them back. In other words, they're like, Meichel HaKvoidoi. Is oisim miyava. People like this, like Siddur, or else also people that do mitzvahs miyava because the love of Hashem, osmechim b'yisurim, and they're also happy when they get yisurim, they don't complain to Hashem like, why did he give me the yisurim, the punishment, the pain, but rather they take it, the simcha. Is aleim akos aveimer. These type of people, the pasuk says, v'yoyhavov, these are the people that Hashem really loves, k'seis Hashemesh b'gvurosim. It's like the same time when the Shemesh, the sun, comes out, b'gvurosim added strength. So we see what? That there's a tremendous inyan, like, to be hanelovim v'yeno ovim. That if somebody said things bad to you and embarrassed you, like not to answer back. So you see there's an inyan not to take nekoma. So we just got finished saying what? That you are supposed to take nekoma, tzar with the gufa. It's only by hilchas money. By mammon we say, there's an inyan, no, don't take nekoma, don't take netirah. Mashenka, when it's not an inyan of money, stam the person embarrassed you, gave you tzar de guf, then you are allowed to. Here we see, no, even by tzar de guf, also you're not supposed to answer back. That's the zachek, the face Hashemesh, we were also. It's a tremendous thing not to answer back. So my answer is, li'olam d'nokat le'belidei. The shot is true, you're not allowed to do a ma'isi, you can't do an action back to him. You can't, like, take revenge by doing something back to him. But in your lev, in your heart, you're supposed to have revenge. So Rashi learns, and Amiri also says like this, Bliba means, like, if somebody said something bad to you, you're supposed to, in your heart, know he did something bad to you, and I have it out for you. Even though me, myself, I'm not going to do anything back to you, but I'm going to wait till something's going to happen back to you. Like, I know, like, Hashem does mishpat, since you embarrassed me, in the summer something's going to happen back to you. So in my life, in my heart, I have like revenge and I'm waiting to see that something should happen back to you. Not that I'm going to do it. To do it, you're not supposed to. But believe you're allowed to take it. The Rashi says, the Noket believe the Yimbo Achar Linkam Nekmosai, if somebody else comes and takes revenge for you, the Kiyim HaMishpat Yishtet, be quiet, but like you're waiting for that to happen. This you're allowed to. For the Gemara, is this true? I have Omar Rova, Kol HaMavar HaMidoisov, Marvirim LeYakob Shov. If somebody overlooks things that people do bad to him, he's a maver al midosav. Even though somebody did something bad to you, you overlook it. Is the mida keneged mida? Hashem overlooks everything bad you do. That's called mavirun lo yakob shov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu overlooks all the bad you did. So you see, it's a good thing to overlook. And even in your heart, you should not take revenge upon somebody else. So when we get the terrorists, the mafais selei mafais. If the person asks you for mechila, comes and begs you, like in Lagrash says, Lavakish mechila, comes to ask you pardon, then you're supposed to pardon him, and then you're supposed to have even believe, but that's called mavra midoisa. You're supposed to be mechil him. But mafra, if the person does not come to ask mechila by you, then believe, but you're allowed to have this nekamer upon you. The person did something bad to you, believe, but you're allowed to feel revenge, like you're waiting till something should happen back to that person. But the beginning of the Gemara was that a Talmud Chacham, he's supposed to be Shein and Noikim Venoite Kenochas, Shein the Talmud Chacham. But Talmud Chacham is Mashmeh, the Liboy, he's always supposed to have revenge, feel bad. Like if somebody spoke bad about a Talmud Chacham, so he's Mavazah the Torah, as Kovar HaTorah, that's the beginning of the Gemara. That you're supposed to be a Noikim Venoite, in your heart, you're not supposed to be Moichel. Like that person was Mavazah the Torah, you have to have Nekam in your heart for him. And who had in the Gemara before was by a Melech. That was a Taina on Shoh HaMelech. Why was he Meichel HaKvoidoi? If somebody's Mavaz and Melech, he's like the Chosh of one of Klal Yisroel, you're not supposed to be Meichel on these things. The Rambam learns, though, that he's talking about he was Mefarish Yubarabim. Rambam learns, Abba Talmud Chochem, Shebizehu or Chorfor Odom of Fahesia. If somebody was Mavaz and Talmud Chochem, Barabim of Fahesia, also Le Limchel HaKvoidoi. That's what Rambam learns out of Gemara. Then it's also to be Meichel for your Kvoidoi. The Yemochel, if the person, the Talmud Chochem, was Meichel, Nenish, I'll get an Einish for that. Because that's called the bizoyin. Somebody made fun of the Torah. Ela noikem v'noiter hadov v'kenochish. Achivakesh emenu mechilo v'yislach loy. Rambam is mashma know that if the person was mavazi yubarabim, that's the first gemara, that Talmud Chochem, she'en noikem v'noiter kenochish, she'en Talmud Chochem. You're supposed to feel bad in your heart why he was mavazi the Torah. And you're not supposed to let be mechilim unless he comes and asks you for mechila. But if he doesn't ask you for mechila, then here you're not supposed to be mavra amidoisa. There's an Indian that's covered at Torah to like always have it out to him why he was mavaz at the Torah. Yeah. But umahein moitzin achas eshtayin. Mishnah says when they made the pius, when they chose who should do the avodah of the Truma Sadesh and Leidom, they used to put out fingers. So Mishnah says put out one or two fingers. The Gemara, Hashta Shtayim Moitzin. If you tell me you could put out two fingers, Achas Miboy, for sure you could put out one finger. Like, what does the Mishnah say? You could put out either one or two fingers. Again, the Maaseh, the Pius there was, where you used to have the Kohanim go all around in a circle, and the Skanim would come there and let one Kohen take off his hat, and he would start counting from that Kohen, go all around and count. Let's say there were 20 Kohanim there, he would pick a number like 50 or 100, and he would start counting 1, 2, 3, go around until he hit number 100. And the Kohen that fell out number 100, he was the one that would be zeichah to do the Trumas Hadeshen. But how did they count? They didn't count the Kohanim themselves. That's the Klal, you're not supposed to count the Kohanim. So they used to put out the fingers and count the fingers. The Mishnah says you should put out either one or two fingers. For the Gemara, if you could put out two, Pshiti could put out one. What does Mishnah have to say it for? Somer Rav Chizda, Lekashia, Kan Bibori, Kan Becholet. Depends if you're sick or you're healthy. If you're a healthy person, you're only supposed to put out one finger. Like then you could put out just one finger. For a sick person, it's hard to just put out one finger. Like automatically the other finger comes with it. Then you're allowed to put out two fingers, a choyla. For Tanya, this is like a raya. I bring you a proof to this. Achas moitzin, shtayim main moitzin. You're only supposed to put out one finger, which counts you like one person, and you're not supposed to put out two fingers. When is this said only to put out one finger, not two fingers? If the person is a healthy person. A healthy person only has the right to put out one finger. Let's say the person is sick. Then we let him even put out two fingers. Because it's hard more for them to put out one finger. So then we watch them and we know they're like they're sick. They put out two and we only count them as one person. So the Mishnah, let's say you have a yochid, a special person. Rashi learns, Mashmah, the person is very sick. and he's very sick, and he can't be among other people. So it's like by himself, he's lying there or sitting there. So vayichidim moitzi in shtayim. They're allowed to put out two fingers, like we learned before, a chayla could put out two fingers. But when we only count them like one person, like we're going around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even though you have your two fingers out, you're still only like one person, one count. That's all. So the Gemara, is this true? Is that true? We only count them like one. The Yotani, we learned like this in the Braisa. You're not allowed to put out your third finger. In other words, even though you're supposed to put out the first finger here, but the third one you're not supposed to put out together. Don't put out the third one with the second one. For loy goydel, you can't put out your thumb either with the second one. Because we're afraid of the trickery people that they'll put out two fingers like this, the thumb and the other one, and it looks very far away, so they want to be counted like two people. So that says going around the end and it's coming down to your 99. Now, let's say you're 98. Now, 99 knows he just missed it because 100 is going to win. So number 99 is going to want to put out two fingers like this. So the Skan will count 99, and then I'll count this one for 100, and he'll win. So Mishum HaRamoyim, we don't want you to put out the thumb. If you put out your third finger, so the half meaning is you put out the second and the third finger, we count you. So the half meaning is we count you like two people. So this is the kash, you see, you do count two. But if you put out your thumb, then we don't count the thumb. And not only that, we give you malchus, like we hit you because you did this thing, you put out your thumb. We don't want you to put out your thumb. So you get hit from the Mamuna, Pifkiya will still see with the strap. Now, so the Chorot's Akasha now, that the Chorot says here, if they put out the third thing, even though you're not supposed to, we count it. So the Havim in the Riz, we count it like two. So you see, you do count two fingers. Have to tomorrow know, my Mainenloi, what does it mean we count you when you put out your third and second finger? Namiyachas just means we count you like one person. But there's a difference. If you put out the second and third finger, we'll count you. If you put out the thumb in one of the fingers, then we don't count you at all. For the thumb and Mishum Ramoyim, we like to throw you out. Like Rashi says, Goydel, im hoitzi goydel ein moinim le klal. If you put out your thumb also, then we don't count you at all. Elo moitzi anoisim ibinayim. We like to throw you out from between them. You don't belong there, we don't count you. Now for the Gemara, my pekiya, what does it mean if you put out your thumb, we're going to hit you with the pekiya? Omar Rav Madra. It means a belt, a whip. My Madra, what does Madra mean? Omar Rav Popo Mitarko Detaya, like an Arab belt, the Apostle Gratia, that the head of the belt came off. And Rashi says, Mitarko Detaya, Ritsuya Shishmelem, like a belt, a strap, an Arab strap. Hoasuya Shreit Lesusim, that they make to hit the horse to make it go faster, that type of a strap. The Apostle Gratia, Rashi says, Lekach Kruya Pekiyah, the reason why it's called Pekiyah, Shein Rechov, it's not so wide Rosh at the beginning. Tishar Ritzuyas Malkois. Elamasekis Rosh Ritzuyas Takas. They made into very small straps. They Shiyagresh Bo Hasus, that the horse should feel it. Yaiser. Or Pekiyah Loshin Pisuk Ustok, Loshin of cracking into pieces. My Mavloy Michnasek Hanan, Mavki and Loshin Kriya of cutting it. There also, they use like a small belt. A strap that was cut into small pieces. Omer Rabbi, Tabaya, the Reish Havamin at the beginning, I used to think, Hod Tanan, that thing we learned in Gemara and Shkolim, that Ben Beivoy Mamun Al Pkiya. Ben Voidoy, he was appointed to take care of the Pkiya. So what does it mean he took care of the Pkiya? Amina Psilta, like we learned there. It means he used to take care of the wicks. He used to make the wicks for the menorah. Kiritnan, like we learned. Mavloi Michnese Kahanim, the old underpants of the Kahanim. Mavloi, they were ruined already. The ruined underpants. You don't use them anymore. Ulmaham Nahin, and the garthals that became too old to use, is Mahen, is Hoyu Mafkiyan. With them, they used to make Mafkiyan. What does that mean? They used to make wicks out of it. Ulmahen Hoyu Madlikin, and with that, they used to light the menorah. So that's what he thought at the beginning. And that's what we say that Ben Beivoy was a mul ala pkiya. He took care of the pkiya, means he took care to make the wicks for the menorah. Or the kiv under Shemayin Elohor, the tanya, but now that he learned here that we learned. For loy oid, ela shaloikim in amamuna bevkiyom, this last bryce that we learned, that if the kohen sticks out his thumb, we give him like an einish, that we give him out this, we hit him with the whip. And what do we call the whip? Pkiya. I mean, I say to myself now, my pkiya. What does it mean then Ben Beivoy was Mamuna ala Pekiyah, who used to take care of the Pekiyah? Hataya Nagda. It means he used to take care of the whip that they used to give Malkus. Not that he used to take care of the wicks to make for the menorah, but maybe the key means he used to take care of the straps to give Malkus. Maybe that was his job. But we see here, Pkiyo means a lashon of Nagda. Right. Says the Mishnah, Maise Shoyushneyem Shovin, the Rotin, the Olam Bekevish. That was at the beginning, the Mishnah says, when they made the Trumas Adeshim to give it out to, not too many Kanam came. So whichever one came, they let them do it. If you had two or three there, you used to let them have a race. They said, run up the Kevish, run up the plank to the top of the Mizbech, and whoever would get the top Dalar Amas first, they would be Zoycha to do the Trumas Adeshim. Until the Mishnah finally says it once happened that while they were running over, by accident one pushed the other one and he fell off and broke his leg. So then they were masakian never to do that, but rather to make the pious. Make the girl would make counts to pick which one. So Tana Rabbanan, we write it says like this. Tana Rabbanan, we learned that Maisa Bishnei Kahanim, it happened with two Kahanim, Shoyu Shneyem Shogun, they both came to do the Trumas Adeshin. So we tell them have the race, for Rotsin V'yolim Bakevish, and they started to run up the plank. Now, one person, for no reason, like when he was running up, came into the Dalet Amos of his friend, and he took out a knife, and stabbed the other kind in the heart. That's what he did to him. When they were running up, he stabbed him in the heart. It is Omad Revi Tzodik. Revi Tzodik got up. Al Mailas Ulam. On top of these planks in the Ulam. So Rashi says it doesn't really mean the ulam, but it means Rashi says Ba'ar Abayis Olama Tarbe Bonesham Hudras. Hudras built in the Ezras Nosh in the Ezras Yisrael, where the Yidim were allowed to be. He'll build a lot of like platforms one on top of another. So Tzodek got up on top of these platforms. The Yomer, he said like this, like to make the people cry for what happened. Achenu Beis Yisrael, our brothers, Shimu, listen. Harei Yoyim, it says in the Torah, Ki Yimotzei Chlal Badom, if you find a dead body in the ground and outside the city. So locher is v'yotzer zekeinecho v'shechtecho. That the kainim and the shechtim of the city has to go outside, get their body, and they have to bring a negla rufa. So he says, onu al milohavi, us, now that this misa happened in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, who has to bring the egla rufa? Al milohavi egla rufa. Al ha'ir, do we say everybody living in Yerushalayim, since it's happened in Yerushalayim, as it did in the city, or Yol HaZoros, or else no, since the Misa took place in the Beis Hamikdash and the Azorim, maybe only the Kohanim have to pay for the Egla Rufa. That was a Shaila. I will soon see Vaita. Really, there's no question of bringing the Egla Rufa here, but it just meant to say this to make them cry more. Is Go Kolon B'Kri. Everybody started to cry very, very hard. Is Bo Oviv Shaltinik. So the father of the son came here. Umotso Kishuma Farfer. And he found, he saw his son when his son was still shaking around, still being a Farfer. He was still alive. He was like a ghost that is about to die. He's still moving. Omri said, Hareyu kaparaschem. You should know this misa what happened to you. This is your kapara. So you see the son dying there. He told the son, you should know that this is going to be your kapara. You'll be forgiven for this misa that you have. For you are dying b'nei mefarfer. And he saw that his son was still moving around. His son wasn't dead yet. For lenit mosakin. So right away he looked at the sack and he saw the knife there. And he said to himself, like the sack is not coming yet. My son is not dead yet. So first they went and took away the sack. The Lamduchot to teach us Shekosha Alayim Tyrus Kalim Yoisim Eshvichazam, that it means more to them the union of Tyrus HaKalim to keep the Kali Tor more than the Shvichazam. Like here, the father, the first thing that interested the father was the fact that the knife wasn't on yet. Even though he saw his son dying away there, it was bothered to him that the knife, like he saw the knife wasn't on me, first take the knife away. The Chaynu Weimah, who did another posik, that says the Gam Dam Noki Shofach Menashe. Menashe killed out a lot of people. Harbi Mioid Adeshe Milayes Yishlayim Pelapir. And so Yishlayim was full of blood from one side to the other side. It was full of blood. So that was this mice that happened over here. Or later the Gemara will explain what the Gemara brings down this posik for of Menashe. Even though this posik is talking about by the base of Midrash Rishon, that's what Menashe was. And we're talking about by the base of Sheni, but still it brings down a raya that it was callous. They were over the Averu, Shvichas Domin, so that's why it didn't bother them that much, just Indian, when somebody was killed. But I call upon this is the second Maisas. Our Mishnah says one Maisas happened that a Kohen fell off the plank and broke his leg. And the Brisa brings down this Maisas happened that one Kohen killed another Kohen. For the Gemara, high Maisas called him. Which one of these two cases happened first? Elaim with the Shvichas Domin, if you want to say this case of the Brisa happened first. That's first that happened that one Kohen killed another Kohen. So still, this Brisa doesn't say that they made a takanum to make a pious. Mashmi, even though this might happen, he just made everybody cry, but they didn't change anything. Mashmi, they would still have this race. If two Kanim came to do the Truma Tadeshin, they would still have a race to see who could win. If you want to tell me this might happen first, Nadach, when the Chavim saw what happened here, that one Kohen killed another Kohen, still they did not make any new takonim to make a pious, Nishpura, Ragla, Tkinu. Like Hakam our Mishnah says, there's another case happened later, that one Kohen fell off and broke his leg, for that they did make a takonim. Like why? Why should they be more worried about somebody breaking a leg? Why weren't they more worried here by this Maisa, when somebody killed somebody else, if this Maisa happened first? Ella, what you have to tell me is, to Nishpura, Ragla, Kodim. No, Avada, the Maisa of our Mishnah, that happened first. First it happened that when the Kohen was running up, one Kohen fell off the Kevish, and he broke his leg. So, it's the Gemara Kasha, the key one, that Kino Faisa, once the Rabbanim made this Takona, that now the other few Kanim for the Truma Tadeshin, we're not going to make a race anymore. But there's an Indian of the Pius, you have to like count them. That's the way you do it. So, Arba Amas, Maya Vidatayu. So, how come this might happen here? Here it says a Maisi, tell me that happened later on, where the Kanim were running up the plank, and one killed the other. If you tell me now that the Takona was to make a Pius, there should not be any running up altogether. So, Gemara says like this. Elo, Leon, you have to tell me about the Shvichas Dom Kodim. No, about this price to happen first. Because it can't have the other way, that the Mice and the Mishnah happen first. Because if the Mice and the Mishnah happen first, what do you have the second Mice for? It was at the corner, not to run anymore. So about this Mice and the price happened first, that when they were running, one coin killed the other coin. It happened one time, the Chacham thought, no, this is a modern case, it's not going to happen a second time. They didn't go to make a new takana, to make a new appeal. They felt, Akroy, it happened, an unusual case. One time it won't happen again. Of a key, on the Chazi. But now that they saw what happened a second time, the Maisa of our Mishnah, that Afilu Memela, also the takana, while they were running up by accident, by stoys, one hit the other one, one pushed the other one, and he fell off and broke his leg, in the middle of Kinu Rabbanu Paisa. Now the Rabbanim made a pious that there should be no more running, but rather everybody just makes the pious, we count the Kanim to see which one wins to bring the Truma Tadeshin. So the Mice was a Kohanim, and the Bryce was Omad Reb Sadek al Milas Olam. For Yomar, he said like this, Achenu Beis Yisrael, all our brothers, Shemanu listen. Hare Yuema, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotze Chlal V'Yadoma. If we find a dead body outside the city, they have to bring an Eglar Rufon, Anan al Milahovi. On this case that happened here, that in the Beis Hamikdash itself, one Kohen killed the other one, who has to bring the Eglar Rufa? Alo Ir, do we say, since it happened in Yerushalayim, all the people living in Yerushalayim have to bring it? Or Alo Azorah, so also we say no. You know, has to bring it to people, only the Kanim living in the Azorah, only the Kanim in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, there's such a question like this. The Yerushalayim Basta Sui Eglar Rufi, the Dalocha, if you find a mace outside Yerushalayim, do the people in Yerushalayim have to bring an Eglar Rufa? For your tiny, we learn like this. Asorah, Devorim, Nemru, Yerushalayim. There are 10 special halachas said about Yerushalayim. They make a rashi in the Babakam, Mechosh, Perkam, Ruba. Yeah. And Vizu Achas Mehem. This is one of the takonis that we have about Yerushalayim. The what? Einam Avi, Eglarufa. Yerushalayim never has to bring an Eglarufa. Rashi says why?